Let me move to the third area, that of general welfare reform. This strand we have set out covers the welfare system, and it reflects my determination, in fact my personal determination, to make the system simpler and more transparent so that work always pays. We know that work provides the most sustainable route out of poverty, so it is absolutely vital that we get this right and people see a clear link between work and reward. Less complexity in the system will also save money and administration costs, as well as cutting back on the opportunities for fraud and error. And I've asked David Freud to look at this as an absolute priority in the department, perhaps singly the biggest change and reform that we will be able to make. However, the biggest saving of all, when we look at this, will come from putting clear incentives in place to get those people back to work and off benefits altogether. We can do all the other programs, but if the system spends its time blocking us, making people feel that it's simply not worthwhile, then we will continue to reach that impasse where there is a limit to how much we can do. By putting a dynamic approach, however, to benefits in place, changing that, I argue that we will be able to make sure that individuals and households are always better off in work so they can take a sustainable path out of poverty. And we know that the best and most secure way out of poverty for you and your children is that job, that sustainable job that gives you the freedom to choose and to set your life in accordance with your needs. This is going to be one of our great priorities. And alongside all of these changes, I've asked Maria to make sure that some of the most vulnerable exist in our system are protected and defended, and that the family is championed throughout all of that, and I look forward to Maria working with all of us in that process.